This is your host, Andy Alleman. I'm the founder of Casa Noon Beauty and WeWe Studio. On the show each week, you're going to get no gatekeeping strategies to build your brand, weekly smart ideas to help you spend more time out of office, and conversations with kind, caring creatives making an impact and life-changing money. We are rewriting the rules of business by blending intuitive flow with proven strategies. Welcome to The Unschool. Hey, it's Andy. Welcome to The Unschool. You know that saying that goes, choose people who will say your name in a room full of opportunities? I invite you to take a look around and notice who is saying your name. Here's the truth. If you look around and the people that you're hanging with are not saying your name in a room full of opportunities, it is time to get into new circles and new rooms. If you're looking for a virtual room to hang out with me and a collective of kind, caring, smart girls interested in creating an out-of-office lifestyle, let's do it. It's why I created our brand new Out of Office Club. In the club, you're going to meet the coolest community of content creators and entrepreneurs, business owners who you will love to hang out with and who are going to celebrate your wins and definitely say your name. Okay, so we just opened the doors to Out of Office Club this past week. We already have so much good stuff happening inside the club. We started with a content challenge. It's 30 days. The women inside the community already set up their own Instagram pods to cheer each other on and help each other out, which has been so fun to see. And we also were doing an Ask Me Anything every week inside the club. I've also created some mini workshops and tools to help you out. So the goal is to help you to work smarter, not harder, with attraction style content planning and to create a life where you've got control over your time and energy. The club's brand new. Like I mentioned, there's already 50 plus members and it's only $23 a month to join. So if you're interested, I've got the link in the show notes. Come on in. Today, we have an interview with one of my favorite gals. You're going to meet Caitlin. Caitlin has been in quite a few of my programs. She is an unschool student. She has been in several of our retreats. She came with me to Bali. She came with me to Palm Springs. And she's creating some really cool things after having those experiences. She's been a wellness enthusiast for as long as she can remember. She's a yoga teacher and a fitness instructor, and she's really interested in supporting others in exploring their spiritual connection. She's really passionate about helping others to learn and grow within themselves. Here's the thing about Caitlin, which I think is so interesting. She's been a corporate girl for a really long time. And since I've known her, since she came to our Bali retreat, which is where she and I had an opportunity to be together for the first time, she was already working on her transition plan out of girl boss mode and into the conscious CEO space. Since then, she's launched her podcast called The Spiritually Active Podcast, and she's creating a space for individuals to share their own creative expression of spirituality. It's just such a great manifestation of who she is. In this episode today, we're going to talk about that journey of moving from corporate life to becoming a conscious CEO. Caitlin's going to talk about the impact of travel on overcoming some of the fears that she's had around this and finding community and how that's been so supportive to her. We're going to talk about social media and what Caitlin's been doing to build her personal brand around social media and so many other smart ideas that Caitlin's been bringing into her life. So welcome to the show, my friend, Caitlin Barner. Hi, Caitlin. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Andy. I'm doing very swell. How about you?
I'm so good. We were just chatting for a quick moment before I hit record, and you said you were a tiny bit nervous. And I said, We have seen each other in our pajamas in faraway foreign lands, so we should be good to go.
Yeah, you've seen me bawl my eyes out, all of that fun stuff in my pajamas, for sure. So yeah, very excited to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. And the reason we have been that way together is because we've traveled. You've traveled with me and the WeWe Studio team quite a few times, which is,
yes,
I love that so much for both of us.
Yeah, me too. I think my first trip was Bali, mm-hmm. and then Palm Springs shortly after that, which I loved the difference between those trips too. I'm sure we'll get into that. Just pure bliss adventure, and then much more business tactical workshopping, content creation, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I'm a girl who loves both. So, you know, we do both, which is great. Okay, so before we talk about those trips, why don't you tell us a little bit about you? You are in process now of transitioning out of girl boss mode and into the conscious CEO space. So tell us a little bit about you, your background, and what you're starting to transition into.
Yes, absolutely. So I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I've been here, in the state of Arizona, basically my whole life, and just love the desert. I'm a little desert baby. And for about 5 or 6 years now, I've been working in a financial services environment in good old corporate America. And I started to get this itch quite a long time ago. I always resonate with the idea of I've been a witch my whole life. I've been that crystal girly, that woo-woo BFF, as you like to say, for a lot of people for a very long time. And so mixing and matching those two worlds, it doesn't really feel like they fit together. But for a while, they really, really served me. And up until the last 2 or so years of my life, I've enjoyed it. And now I'm at the space where, you know, I've got a plan on paper. You'd be really proud of me to kind of leave that corporate environment and jump into all things just conscious CEO. I want to have, you know, my own digital products, my own community, both locally as well as virtually. I host a podcast called the Spiritually Active Podcast. We are on season 2. Whoop, whoop. So kind of along that adventure, just discovering myself on the way and really at first, I kind of was dreading the process of, oh my gosh, this is going to be hard. This is going to be challenging. But through a lot of work that I've been doing on my own, just transforming my subconscious and my perspective and the way I think about things, I have just been stepping into a place of full enjoyment and pleasure in the process of letting go of the things that don't serve me and also having gratitude on that path too. I'm trying to leave my job in the most high vibrational energy that I possibly can as I step into this new world, because I get to take that part with me.
Yeah. I mean, I think you just said so much in that one short paragraph of where it can often just be for us. You've been really successful in the corporate world. And so that's, you know, it's like, I want to leave that with a lot of gratitude and in a really high vibe way. And I also started to have this coming home to myself. I've always had this in me. So take me through the experience for you of, there's so many emotions I know that go into making a decision like this, especially when you're really successful as that girl boss 9-to-5-er. Take me through some of the thinking that you had to move through in order to go from, hey, I'm really great at this, and over on the side is my spiritually active self, which is the name of your podcast.
Yes.
And now I'm actually going to really make this big jump.
Oh my gosh. I have to say and caveat that I still go through these emotions every single day. And, you know, I find it actually really corresponds with how my body's feeling according to my cycle, all of those things as well. Even how how I slept the night before. So it's really kind of all up in the air. But I would say, you know, at first, those feelings of almost dissociation with what you do every single day, it felt like I was a puppet and somebody else was controlling what I said, what I did. And really just, I didn't feel like myself. And so I started to fall subject to being a person that pleases everybody. And I felt like I lost myself in that process. And so, you know, especially in the past couple of months, I think the biggest thing that comes up for me now emotionally is fear and the sense of what happens when I don't have a stable paycheck the way that I do now? What happens to like my benefits and the things that I quote unquote value because I've been told to value them? Mm-hmm. And so when I get into those like really kind of scary, darker places, honestly, for me, it's this constant hamster wheel in my brain of imposter syndrome. You're not good enough. You're never going to make it. Why would people think you're magnetic or be attracted to your brand? And then on the other side of the spectrum, there are days where people come up to me and they're like, it's so cool to see you living your life like on Instagram. As silly as that sounds, it is so affirming for me because it's like, okay, me sharing my story and my path is empowering others to help them do the same. And really, that's like ultimately, I feel my mission is to support people in their growth and help them discover each other and themselves in the process. And so I'm still really, really working through that fear. But I'll also share, like with when I launched my podcast, you were a part of that process. The ultimate like little kid giddy jump up and down for with joy, like in my room, happy tears, those emotions come too. And those are the ones that like I snuggle up to, I hold on to, because they're what really truly helped me take action towards, making this move that I know is right, but I can't seem to see the other side quite yet. And so that process is really scary, but it's also been really, really enjoyable and fun too.
Tell me about how traveling the way that we have traveled together, coming on retreats like we offer, how those helped you, those types of trips helped you to move through some of that fear and create this moment of action for you.
I cannot say enough. Oh my gosh, how much time do you have? When we went to Bali, that was the first time that I was like kind of told I was crazy, because I was there for a little bit before and after our retreat time by myself. Mm-hmm. And traveling almost 24 hours across the world to meet up with a random group of women that I've never met before, I don't know anything about. Like, everyone was like, you're kind of crazy. And I'm like, I'll lean into that. I really am excited about it. And so just being in that space and a brand new culture with brand new language, brand new different kind of norms and things to see and do, I felt so out of my skin and also in my skin and in the most, like in the best way possible, you know? And so Bali for me was really like okay, we're peeling like the layer back of like, you've been cocooned, you're putting yourself out there, you're almost like, I got to validate some of my ideas with like you and Samantha and just your team. And I felt less crazy. So that for me was like, okay, I am on the right path. Not to mention, we did so much fun stuff together. I mean, we hiked Volcano at 2 a.m. Like, you can't, deny the magic of that. And then for me, Palm Springs, I think, has been my favorite retreat so far. Bali was so much fun for obviously the adventure reasons as well. But Palm Springs was so magical because I got to peel back, I think, an even bigger layer of the fear of being seen and fully stepping into what my voice is and believing in myself enough to share that message. Not to mention being surrounded by a community of women that are like, yeah, it's cringe sometimes to film content. It's like uncomfortable to like interview your first person for a podcast or figure out like what platforms do I use or what truly is my brand. But just those conversations and those moments of like hanging out and it just being so relaxed and casual at the same time really let me fully step into, okay, like I get to build a plan and like, I got to get going. Like Palm Springs almost put a little bit more urgency on things for when I got back to just like do it and stop thinking about it and feel into it. And like I said, enjoy the process because you truly never know what can come or what connections will appear as you do that.
What would you say to someone who's like, that sounds amazing, Caitlin, but I am not in a place where I can travel to Bali or Palm Springs? What are some other ways that you think that you could do that work to move through that being seen piece. And how can you find expansive people to do that, you know, just that brainstorm, talking it through with, if you can't travel with them necessarily?
Yeah. I think the number one thing I would say that I'm truly still like so excited about is just stepping into what you believe. Like if you have that little catch in your heart or that feeling of like, this excites me and brings so much joy, just let yourself feel that and then think about the tactical. Usually I'm the opposite. Like all my Capricorn in my chart is like, let's get this down on paper and let's like do it. But my other big three, my Sag and my Pisces, are very like, let's like dream about it for a minute and like romanticize it and get excited about it and start that fire. And so I've really been leaning into like that for my personal practice of, okay, like how can I consistently be in that energy so that if there are moments when I do share it with others and they don't get it, that's okay. Like I still get it. As far as seeking community, I mean, Andy, you're the expert in this, just creating a space and a container for truly like opening up to others and presenting your ideas without like feeling embarrassed or feeling shameful. I project those feelings outwardly. I think as I say those words of like, that's how I felt. I was like, nobody's going to like this idea. But I really do think like dipping your toe in the water with being truly who you are and trying to live that out every single day, and then finding your people through, whether it be, you know, I teach yoga at a bouldering gym and I've never met so many people that are like, I want to talk about this stuff while we sit out in the sunshine and like have an acai bowl. Or maybe it's, you know, joining breathwork events or something local that you really can like just find the energy that serves you to keep yours going. And then you'll start to just connect with people. I really do believe all of that happens so organically as you know, it's meant to.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that so much. Okay, I want to ask you a tactical question. So you mentioned that you were having a conversation, you were chatting about this new life you're starting to create, this like that this next level version of Caitlin, and you're having people say things like, hey, the way you're showing up and the way you're like sharing your passion and the things you're talking about are people are noticing, people are like feeling your energy. What changed from a tactical perspective about the way you're showing up on Instagram now versus then?
Well, I will say two things. I post more, whether it's on my story or my feed. I am just like, can I get one or two interactions per day? Like just starting so small and leaning into that like, oof, okay, it's going to be a little bit more work going forward, and being excited about that rather than dreading that content creation or even just showing up when you don't feel physically up to it, I think has been like a big game changer for me, particularly on stories. But then my other thing too is like showing up with my face authentically as much as I possibly can. Like there are days where I am like just beaming, driving to the gym, getting ready to teach my yoga class, and I am jamming out in the car. And I'm like, I want to share this energy. And so I'll take a selfie. And I'm like, oh, before I'm like, oh my God, I got to do a million takes. I have to make sure that everything looks cohesive and aesthetically perfect. But now I'm kind of like, honestly, this is how I'm going to show up today. And I found that people resonate the most with that when you're just so real. And you lean into that. I mentioned the word cringe before, like just that little bit of like, ooh, this might be too much. But the posts that I'm usually like, ooh, before I hit posts, that's where I get the most like interaction and just excitement from people that are in my life, which has been really, really cool. Actually, I said two things. I'll say three things.
Okay. The third
is, your social media is not necessarily for anybody else but yourself. And so whether that's running a business, whether that's just fully expressing who you are from your heart, like once I let go of that, everything needs to be perfect. I feel so good about it now. I get excited about it. I love filming content. So yeah, those are like my three things.
Yeah, those are such good three things. And okay, and so for those that are listening that are like, I have to know this girl's human design now, tell us what your human design is.
So I'm a generator, mm-hmm. and I believe we have the same, what is it called?
The profile lines, the type, yes. The authority. Profile lines, are you a 1-3?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. I mean, I think I knew that, but we hadn't reaffirmed that coming into this conversation. And hearing you describe this, like, I just need to be me. I need to be like mm-hmm. relatably who I am. That's so three of you. So for those that are listening who are like, okay, I want that approach that feels right for me. This is like the perfect case study of the relatable queen human design approach. Yeah. Just like show up with your energy, do you, be you, and then help people to have a little bit of a better day by the way that you show up. It's perfect.
I love that you say that because I put a lot of pressure on myself as I've expressed to you before of like getting things right. So whether it comes to like my branding and like what words would people use to describe me, I've really started to let loose a little bit there and just have fun with it because I think I would describe myself a very different way than someone who might see me show up online because I know me the most. And so, it's fun now. And that's what I love about it more than anything.
You clearly believe in investing in yourself, and it's helped you so much to begin to transition from corporate life to entrepreneur life. If someone is listening and they're thinking, okay, what steps should I take in terms of investing in myself? What would you suggest that they consider that would be a nice first step for them?
Oh my gosh. I think I could take this really a million different directions, but I think one of my biggest tips is understand how you learn. So for me, it started with podcasts and reading, just kind of on my own. And then those led me to finding communities. And I say how you learn because some people are very visual. Like they want to watch videos all day long. Some people want to listen in. Some people want to interact. And sometimes folks want like a perfect mixture of all of those things. And so as I was kind of, we call it the cocoon phase, right? Of like being bundled up and safe and learning about myself and all the astrology and the human design. And I'm still learning those things. Once I open myself up to actually stepping into introducing myself to people, learning about other people's passions, that got my fire going even more. Almost overwhelmingly in a great way at times where I'm like, oh, I'm like on fire. I'm so excited. What do I do about this? And people are so much more willing to help than you would think when it comes to you building your brand, your business, whatever it is that you're passionate about. All you got to do is ask. And so, yeah, figure out how you learn, find communities or ways to engage with that learning style. And then eventually you'll be able to kind of blossom and step out into whatever it is you become as a result.
Absolutely. How did you know that the out-of-office lifestyle was right for you?
Because I'm a Pisces rising and dream about everything. No, I'm just kidding. I think the romanticizing of a routine is what really got me. The idea of being able to get up when you're ready, to have like that moment to yourself of just pure bliss and stillness in the morning, whether it's coffee, matcha, tea, meditation, tarot, reading, breath work, yoga, you name it. Having that like hour even, or even less to yourself to fully just step into the energy that you want to have for the day, for me was like, yeah, I don't want to sit at a cubicle anymore. And then from there, once I started traveling, specifically internationally, I just had this moment where I was like, there is too much love and understanding in our world and so much amazing stuff to experience, whether it's like our taxi driver in Bali and them telling us all about their culture, to hiking a volcano, or grabbing dinner with people that like you've never met before, but turn out to love in 4 days. I think the travel really kind of set my imagination on its head to say, like, you can live this life if you choose to take the steps to do so. And so that was when I was finally like, I'm going to be brave and I'm going to give this a whirl and we'll see how it goes.
Okay. So tell me about your future plans. Of course, plans can change and you're now a person who knows that pivots are just what they are. So I'm not holding you to the exact thing you share, but tell us what you're working on for the future.
I have to tell you, Andy, I have told more people than I ever have. So I'm expecting actually you to hold me to it as all the others as well, out of love. So my plan here, I am being super practical about things. That's, I think, the safety aspect I'm still really battling with. And, you know, the relationship with abundance and money is something that I've really, really been centering in on my own inner work around. So I'm hoping to leave around my current corporate job around the fall, knowing that like I've been here for 6 years, I've done all that I can, I've really given, you know, and taken with gratitude what I think is, you know, good. I'm good. And now I've really started to focus and shift my energy into the yoga and fitness space. So I'm teaching about 4 classes a week where I just get to learn and like have fun with it and, you know, have a different stream of income. And all the while I'm building my podcast brand and eventually, hopefully, in person as well as virtual community where, you know, I can host live events like full moon rituals and things of that nature or tarot readings, sound meditation. I just got my certification in that, which was, talk about not being good at something right away. It was terrifying and exciting all at the same time. I think my biggest problem is I don't have a laser focus. It's not a problem, actually. It's really exciting. There are a million opportunities coming up for me right now, from taking what I do in my corporate space to then building my own business and consulting brand around that, to also leaning into that spiritually active and woo-woo piece of me. So I guess the answer to your question is I don't have a plan yet as far as what's next. But I do know when that next will be here, which is very, very exciting for me. Yeah.
I mean, and that's such a part of it is setting the date. Okay, I'm doing this and this is when I'm doing it. And I'm going to reverse engineer the plan from there. But exactly. I got the date set. If we think, and it doesn't matter if you're building a brand, a business, if you're starting a course or creating a course, or if you're quitting a 9-to-5 job, if you can set that, here's the moment that thing is going to drop, then you can start to back your way into it. Otherwise, I mean, I know for me too, we just tinker forever on like, well, let me get really good at this first and like, let me try this first. And then all of a sudden 5 years goes by and you haven't launched the course or you haven't started the brand and you haven't left the job because it's like, it's not 1000% perfect yet. And in this case, it's like, you just gotta play as you go.
What did you tell me when we were in Bali? You said, if you wait until it's perfect, you've waited for too long.
Yeah.
And that just like hit me so hard in the heart in the best way, because as a recovering perfectionist, I will fully admit I'm waiting to have all of that expertise, because otherwise, how dare I represent or teach somebody this? And I am considering, you know, building some digital products and courses as well. I'm not considering, I am doing it. It's just narrowing down because I love so many different things. So starting small and like getting the pen to paper is always the hardest part for me, but we're getting there. It's exciting.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I've got some rapid fire questions for you to start bringing us to a close. All right. So whatever comes to mind first.
Okay.
Here we go. So first one, give us something smart that you are paying attention to right now. It could be a book, a podcast, an idea, a resource, just something smart that you're paying attention to right now.
Can I give you two?
Yes.
Okay. The first is I finally started using ChatGPT and some of the other AI platforms, and I feel silly that I wasn't using them before. So You talk about that a lot. I'll leave that there. The other that I've become really, really interested in as it translates to like stepping out into your fullest power and using my voice is reframing my subconscious. And so learning how to speak to yourself in a different way and ultimately like kind of hypnotizing yourself into thinking differently and living that life as you say it in your head is something that I've been really, really intrigued by currently.
Beautiful. Two of my favorite things, AI and basically creating a manifestation mindset. I love
yes,
it. Yeah,
exactly.
Brilliant. Okay. Tell us one misconception that you've heard or that you experienced personally about moving from corporate to entrepreneur life. I know you're in the process now, but a misconception maybe that you've heard or that you felt personally as you've gone through this process.
The misconception I'd share is you need everything that you currently have to be successful. And what I mean by that is I think we are told a story about, and I work in financial services, right? Saving for retirement, benefits, all the things that help you take care of you now so that you can benefit from those things later. But I would say I see a lot of people hold back in investing in themselves, whether it be that international trip or trying something completely different because they're waiting around for money, for time, for energy. And I don't think that those things come lightly. You have to make them and create them. And so, yes, benefits and health insurance and all those things are extremely important, but you will find a way to figure that out as you step into whatever's next for you. It doesn't have to be this corporately aligned, I'm involved with them kind of vibe.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, give us one self-care or wellness hack, something that you do that you think we should all try.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. I would say two things, and you might cringe at one of these. I'm not sure. I've been using castor oil quite a bit on my skin.
I use it.
Okay.
Too. Yeah. No cringing.
Sure.
I do it too okay. every night.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing. I have a special grade one for my face. And so just some facial massage and a little bit of castor oil go a long way. Mm-hmm. And I have been seeing tremendous changes, not only in my skin, but just how I feel as a result of that. So I would say that is a number one thing. And then two, lately, as I've been going to bed, I've actually been playing, whether it's nature sounds or some sort of gong, just to kind of bring a vibration into your sleep and for you to really dive into that subconscious as you are indeed resting. It's been a really pivotal practice for me, not only to get physical rest and sleep better. I also tape my mouth, so that might be a part of it. But I think just the vibration that you send yourself into the end of the day makes a whole lot of difference is the way you wake up and bring that vibration with you into the next one.
Love those. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of course.
One more. Okay. Someone you want to shout out. This can be someone you know personally, or maybe it's just somebody out there on the internet that you love. It could be anyone, just someone that you feel like we need to know about or that you want to send some love to. Do that here.
Oh my gosh. I need to look her up really quickly.
Okay.
Look her up. She is... I would consider her an artist, and she makes like affirmational posters, prints, you name it. It's called Sunset Freeway.
Okay.
That's her Instagram handle. And they are just like my dream brand, extremely whimsical and colorful, and just her art encapsulates like I think everything that I would want to be. Colorful, fun, and just like I don't know. It brings me so much happiness when I see her stuff. She makes both like digital art that is still as well as moving. I don't know if there's a formal term for that. But it's literally just, it brings so much light to my day every time I see it. So definitely go check her out, Sunset Freeway.
Perfect. We will do so. Mm. And Caitlin, where can we find you and all of the beautiful things that you're creating?
Yes. So my personal Instagram is at Caitlin Barner, CaitlinBarner. And my spiritually active podcast is now the Spiritually Active Collective on Instagram. So you can find us there. I share a bunch of different recording clippings and stuff like that. So just dipping your toes into the podcast world if you're curious.
Perfect. Caitlin, thanks for being here and sharing your world with us and all the things that you're working on, especially as you're right in the middle of
so much
movement. Thanks for being vulnerable and open and willing to tell your story.
Oh, thanks for having me. I mean, as cheesy as it sounds, I would not be where I am. I truly believe, because if I didn't have you in my life. So just a big shout out and thank you to all the work that you've helped me move through and continue to. I'm going through the unschool right now, and I feel like a fun little girl again, just relearning my human design chart and some of those things that really, really make a difference when you're getting to know yourself and building a brand on top of that.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this episode. Thank you to Caitlin for being our fantastic guest today. If you've loved this episode and you think it would be helpful to a friend in your smart girl circle, go ahead and send this episode over. Every new listener counts. And every time we meet someone new via you, we celebrate that. We also celebrate every single review that you leave for us on this show. If you've never left us a review, go ahead and take just a moment, drop down onto the app that you're listening to this show on, whether it be Spotify or Google Pods or iTunes or wherever it may be. There's a place for you to leave a review. Go ahead and do that. And then bonus points, if you post it in social media so we can see it, tag us at WeWe Studio, OUIWE Studio, so we can reshare your review. I'll be back again next week. We bring you a new episode every single week, packed with smart ideas, introductions to our incredible community and experts that have brilliant things to share with you as you build your obsession-worthy brand. See you again here really soon.